frequencies. I know you already know this, but I really want to plant this into your subconscious. So the more you can raise your vibration, you can raise your frequency, the more you're vibrating at a higher frequency, the greater impact you're going to have, not only on yourself, on your own life, but the lives of others. And really, you are responsible for the energy you bring, and you are responsible for your frequency. So some of the things that actually bring our frequency down are focusing on bringing up other people's frequencies, which is fascinating. So one of the most loving things that you can do is actually focus in on what is it that you would love. Set that intention. And this is something that I've mentioned before, but I've really been resonating with it and sharing it with a lot of my clients who are doing some really inspiring things and really going for their heart's desires and going for their dreams. And a big part of it is set your intention. What is it that you would love? So Janet and Chris Atwood share this. So what's your intention? What's the goal? What's your objective? Could be creating your heaven on earth. Could be unfolding yourself to yourself. Could be creating an inspiring business, inspiring lifestyle, an epic relationship with your partner. So set your intention. Then attention. So what are the high priority, high vibe, high frequency action steps that can help move you towards that goal? And then the third one's going to be no tension. So this is the trusting piece. And to me, spirituality is trust. You need to be able to trust in yourself, A, that you're worthy, but also trust that no matter what's happening, has ever happened, will ever happen, is for your highest and greatest good. And this is where often we get stuck. For a couple of different reasons. Usually we revert back to some of those limiting beliefs we had in stage one of human development, where everybody goes through this stage. We're often taught that our worth comes from the outside, success comes from the outside. We have to be or do or have and all these certain things to please other people, which is not the case, whereas stage two is more so that success comes from within. Worth comes from within. Your frequency comes from within. And when you can have no tension and trust that this is happening for you, that's when the magic happens. But it also frees up your energy so that you're not worrying as much. So fear, worrying, putting too much pressure on yourself, all those have an impact on your frequency. So not only does the things that you consume, like your food, the things you drink, the information you're receiving, the conversations you're having, but also what will impact your frequency is fear. And often it's those fear, it's those limiting beliefs that we created on a subconscious level that we don't even know that we have. So one of the most loving things you can do for increasing your vibration, increasing your frequency, is going for your intention, putting attention to it, trusting that you're safe and worthy. And then when limiting beliefs pop up, because at some point fears are going to pop up if you're playing outside of your comfort zone, it's not a matter of when, or it's not a matter of will it, it's a matter of when, or what will it be. And then you just have to keep releasing it. Release it. Keep going for your dreams. Release it. Keep going for your dreams. The objective is your intention. And when you can do that, you're going to vibrate at a higher frequency. You're going to be more in alignment. You're going to manifest the life that you love. So what's one thing that you can do today to stop doing that's taking your frequency down? And another thing that you can do that will raise your vibration, raise your frequency.